and some like Chayku Mishu Peshem Niso. Parshas Moro. Vayasam Vayishas Yisrael Miyam Suf. Vayetsu El Midbar Shur. Vayelchus Toishas Yamin Bamidbar Vlaymotsu Moyim. Vayovo Mayrosa Vlayofu Lishtreis Mayim. Mi Moro Ki Morim Heg Al Kain Korosh Moy Moro. Vayiloinu Ha'om Al Moshe Leymor Manishte. Vayitzak El Hashem. Vayitzak El Hashem, Vayirveyu Hashem Eitz. Vayashleich El Amayim. Vayimtiku Amoyim. Shom Som Lecheku Mishpa Vishom Niso. Vayitzak El Hashem, the Mispalo. Vayirveyu Hashem Eitz, Hashem pointed out a tree. Vayashleich El Amayim, apparently that was part of what Hashem pointed out to them, that the tree will be mamtik, the water, v'yimtiku amoyim. Second half of the pasuk. Shom som leichoiku mishpat v'shom niso. So Rashi explains, v'mora nosan le'miktas parashu shel Torah, sheyis asku ben, Shabbos paraduma v'dinim. Shom niso la'am, V'rog shi orpon, shrei nimlechu v'moyshe b'loshen yofe, ba'keish aleinu rachamim. So Rashi says, pshat, shom som leichoiku mishpat, there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given them some halachas, shom niso, and there HaKadosh Baruch Hu had tested them, and it sounds like they failed. Shom niso, because when they said, "By Yilonu Om Manishte," that was inappropriate. They should have said, "Barkeish Aleinu Racham." So Lachar, that's what it means. Lachar v'Shom Niso. There they were tested and they failed. Shom Som Lechoiko Mishpat. And there, Kadosh Baruch Hu had given them certain halachas. Hard to read. The flow is hard. Vayitzak el Hashem vayirei Hashem eitz vayashlech el amoyim imtuk amoyim. Fine. So we resolved the problem of the Meimara. So now there's a comment. Shom som lecheku mishpat, which sounds unrelated. Shom niso, very related. Because Baruch Hu sweetened the waters, and because Baruch Hu says, I want you to know, they failed the bechin, they failed the nisoyim. But shom som lecheku mishpat. A parsha in and of itself. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban says, "Bimora quotes the Rashi. Nasa le miktas parshia sol teirosh yis asku behem Shabbos paradum v'dinim shom li so la'om loshin Rashi. He does a viseinu." Number one, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala Halachis here, why isn't the Torah recording those Halachis? Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Halachis, so why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu waiting for us? There's a difference. Why is he waiting for El Moed? No, be Megala to him right now. Vayoymer idav b'shem al Moshe tzav b'nei Yisrael kasher amar b'parshus in his kares l'mala darbul kol adas b'nei Yisrael, right? If parpera yud begs, because Baruch Hu is giving halachas. So why is it because Baruch Hu, if this is the place where Baruch Hu is megala to Moshe Rabbeinu, so the chori means for us to learn those halachas. V'chein yaseh b'chol ha'mitzvus b'ol mo'ir v'avis mo'ir v'pesach v'midbar. So Ramban said we medayik in Lashon Rashi. Rashi says, Nosan lem mitzvus parashu shel Torah she yis'asku b'hem. It's a Lashon Rashi. So what's even medayik? V'loshen Rashi she omar parashu she yis'asku b'hem mashma she idiyem ha'chukim ha'im v'lime reisom osad ha'kish baruch hu l'tzavoy seschem. So it sounds like there's a pshat in Shiyas Asku Bem means that this wasn't Lil Maglasois. She di mechukim vilimeroisam Akarish Baruchu litzavos eschem, he taught them, also the Akarish Baruchu litzavos eschem b'chach. Al Dhanderech She Lomad Avram Avinu was a Torah. See, apparently, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that there are certain parshas, and these are parshas that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be megala to us. Limed Oisom Oso the Kadosh Baruch Hu Letzavoy Seschem Uchach. And he taught them with this, the future in mind, in the same fashion. She lomad Avraham Avinu was a Torah. Right, so there's a few chidushim over here. Number one, the Ramban is saying that we were not did not become mechuyev in these mitzvahs b'shem in Moro. But against the Rambam, Rambam records that this was part of Matan Torah. I mean, how Kadosh Baruch Hu was megal Torah to us? Right, Hilchos Malachim. Right, so Sifa lahem, Kadosh Baruch Hu was moisif more mitzvahs in Moro, as if we were mitzuv in Moro already. And chidush number two. This is the Derech of Avraham Avinu. This is an important part of the Ramban Shita of Avos Kol Matan Torah against Tosfos. Right? Gemara Yumachavcha says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu that the Avos were Mekayim Kol Mitzvah Shiva Torah. So the Tosfos takes it literally that there was already that the Avos were Mitzuvin Mitzvah Shiva Mekayim Mitzvahs. So Ramban says no. Ramban's famous sheet is that we were only Mekayim mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. But Ramban over here says ki ala derech shelomad Avraham Avinu was a Torah, that it wasn't as a tzivui. It was in the geder also the Kadosh Baruch Hu letzavos. Vehoyo zeh lahargilam b'mitzvahs. Here you have Kadosh Baruch Hu being megalatas the concept of chinuch lahargilam mitzvahs. What's chinuch? When Rashi describes the mitzvah of chinuch, he uses the word lahargilam, lahargil, in Yuma, pay base maybe, the mitzvah of chinuch. So you have in Sukkah, the mitzvah of chinuch. So Rashi uses the lashon lahargil. So that's what the Ramban is saying. The concept of doing a mitzvah before the chiyuv is chal, largilim v'mitzvus. V'lodas, im yekablu oisom v'simcha uv'tuv leivav. V'hu anisoyon she'omar v'shom niso. So it says the Ramban, he begins like Rashi, he interprets Rashi, but he ends off differently than Rashi. Shom som l'cheku v'mishu. Derech Kadosh Baruch Hu som. Wasn't mitzvah. Some, he placed it for them. So Ramban says that if Chazal explained the pshat is what we would call the mitzvah of chinuch, right? Largilim. There's a value that when we come into mitzvahs, we already murgul the mitzvahs. That we hit the deck running. That once we're mitzvah, we are, it's already, I wouldn't use the word second nature, but we are already used to and comfortable. The sense of newness in and of itself, which gets in the way of being mekayim mitzvah, so that's worn off already. That's lahargilam b'mitzvahs. Right? And it's just like later on in halacha, there's going to be a value that when a kid is bar mitzvah, so we could say that when a kid is bar mitzvah, no, there's a certain period of time when Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to understand that he's not used to it yet. He's going to make mistakes. So the halacha is no, that's incorrect. So that concept that later on will be called the mitzvah d'rabbanan of chinuch. Right, you see, because Baruch Hu was megala that to us according to Rashi, according to Ramban already, according to Chazal, was megala that to us before Matan Torah. There should be a hergel and mitzvah. that there's a value in coming into the mitzvah already comfortable with the ma'isa mitzvah. Because one learner, one of two ways. You can either learn that communicates a certain importance to the mitzvah, or you could say, as we're suggesting, that in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, there is a value to already having them knowing how to perform the mitzvah b'shas tzimui. And then the Ramban is mechadish another idea. V'ladas im yekavlu oisam b'simcha m'tuv leivav, and to establish whether we will be makabel the mitzvah b'simcha. Right, this is a very important phrase in the Ramban, because this phrase b'simcha m'tuv leivav comes from the Teichacha. V'yan asher lo avadach Hashem lekecha b'simcha m'tuv leivav. This is the phrase that the Gemara in Erechin uses to determine the mitzvah of Shira, b'simcha m'tuv leivav. When later Svarim, Mefarshim say that Yana Shalayatach Hashem Lekecha b'simcha m'tuv leivav means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is holding us responsible for not being mekayim mitzvahs b'simcha. It comes back to this Ramban, because it's not the only way to have pshat in the pasuk. Maybe not even the pshat in the pasuk. So now, what is he saying over here? Who ani soyan? Shama v'sham niso. Right now, what's the nisoyan? So in Ramban's thinking, we know from v'lekim nisos Avram that a nisoyan is lohoitzi mikoyach alapoyel. Right? Ramban says the nisoyan is not to figure out what's going to happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to figure it out, but a nisoyan is to help us appreciate what we can accomplish. Lohoitzi mikoyach alapoyel. So putting that into the Ramban over here. So Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to understand for his own purposes whether Makabasim Hutub Leiva. So Viladas im Yikabu isam sum Hutub Leiva means that we should understand. Vuani soyan Shama Visham Niso. There Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Megala to us our attitude. To figure it out, to see ourselves, are we happy or are we unhappy? Right? Sometimes a person does not know whether they're happy with something unless they analyze themselves, look at themselves. A person can get involved in certain things without realizing it, whether it's besimcha or not. These are obligations, these are responsibilities. So again, so what's Pshat and Ramban? Shom som lechokul mishvot HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala certain halachas to them. And he told them, you're not mitzuvah right now. You should do them lahargilam, to get used to it. And also in the future, you're going to be mitzuvah doing these things. Start doing it now. And become morgul in the mitzvah. Right? Become morgul in kibud avim, in certain halachas of tum and tara, por aduma, and in dinim. And now we magalatas whether we're doing it b'simcha. V'uan nisoying shomer v'shom niso. So this is the reason why this is such an important Ramban is because according to Ramban, you see the importance of avoda b'simcha. Because if before Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "What are we going to be mitzvah kurech l'poil?" What I want you to understand before Matan Torah, what we call the first time Kadosh Baruch Hu's magala mitzvah in Moro. Right, so Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be megalata something, and the very first aspect of mitzvah, maybe not the very first, because he had the Perek Yud Beis, Echodesh Elachem. But if one of the important hachonos of Matan Torah, or certainly if you say that the first time Kadosh Baruch Hu was megala mitzvahs after Kriyas Yamsuf, so it's in order to be megala b'simcha tuv leivav, so you understand the importance that avodah b'simcha has for Klal Yisrael. V'uan nisoyin, sh'shom niso, v'aydiyim sh'od yitzaveim b'mitzvahs. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the next pasuk, there's going to be more mitzvahs. That's why he goes on to say, v'hoyom sh'moya tishma l'kol Hashem l'kecho, v'yashor b'inav taseh, v'azanta l'mitzvahisov. So that is how the Ramban understands this medrash. Again, it's not entirely the way Rashi presents it, because Rashi says Vishomni So is going on something else. right? Rashi is a dying tzorach iyun. Now, if we put it into the context of the way Chazal understand the parsha, so I assume that the Rambam would want us to say the following: Vayasa Moshe Yisrael miyamsuf, Vayetzol midbar shur, Vayelchu shoshes yamim b'amimim v'leimotzu moyim. So according to Chazal, this is where Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking Kriyas HaTorah. There were 3 days where they were not involved in Talmud Torah. According to Chazal, there is another story going on over here. Story of learning, Gemalas HaTorah. So there were 3 days where they were fatrach. 3 days where they were consumed with other things and were not involved in learning. And then apparently when it's drawn away from learning, so then it becomes difficult to get back involved. And apparently this is such an important Musar Askel that Chazal understood that we named the place not after the Yeshua, after the Sora. So apparently there was again in the story behind the story, the medrash that is attributed, the other story which is happening over here, the Teresh Baal Peh story, is manishteh. So they apparently had difficulties. They knew the importance of and the kesher they had through learning, but man, they couldn't do it. So v'yitzak al Hashem. So there was a Klal Yisrael understood that they were losing them something. It was important to them. So v'reo Hashem eitz v'yashleich al amayim v'yim tuku amoyim. So v'chin, exactly what that is. And then shom som lecheku mishvot. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him certain halachas, v'shom niso, and that was their nisoy, and then they understood. Right? Then they understood, mikoyach halapoyel, they understood that by not maintaining a constant, there's some aspect of Talmud Torah, some aspect of learning mitzvahs, that if one loses in the constancy, so then that takes away qualitatively from Talmud Torah as well. So when a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the way that we would understand this pasuk and ken al pi Chazal is Vayireo Hashem Eitz. Apparently, that is the takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Never to have a situation where Klal Yisrael is not learning for several days, and Vayim Tiku Amoyim. So Shom Som Lechayku Mishvot Mishom Niso. There, Klal Yisrael came to this understanding that that ultimately there's going to be a natural aspect of Klal Yisrael. It's going to become literally second nature. That if we are drawn away from Talmud Torah, it'll create confusion and despondency. And Mishom Niso, there, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megalim Mikoychal Apoyel, that the Simchas Achayim that Talmud Torah can provide. And Moshe Rabbeinu was then misaken this and made this part of Klal Yisrael. So that's how we would go from this comment to the Ramban, how the Ramban understands this approach of Chazal. Then the Ramban says, Derech HaPshat, Kasher Echelu Lovo V'Amidbar Agol V'Aner V'Tzimon Asher Ein Moim. But the Pshat is that they came into a desert and there was no water. Shom lohem b'mechiyosam mitzercheim min hogim ashin hagu b'em adboyim l'eretz neshavas. So there, Kadosh Baruch Hu taught them how to be good Boy Scouts. Right? He taught them what you have to know if you're going to stay in the desert. Right? Shom lohem b'mechiyosam. Shom lohem b'mechiyosam mitzercheim min hogim ashin hagu b'em. What they have to know, how to how to conserve the water that they have. They have to know how to, that they come across some bitter water, that there's certain kinds of trees that will sweeten the waters. Things they have to know how to get by in the desert. So chok means you have to understand certain natural laws. Umishpat, you have to understand the measure of those natural laws. V'chein koi osa David v'choi mishpat kol hayomim ke mishpat rishon shereisi mishakeyu. Oh, alternatively, she yisrei mechukei hamidbar. Or it could be that Kadosh Baruch Hu toughened us up and caused us aggravation. V'chukei hamidbar lizbol l'rov atzomei. V'likrov em el Hashem. Loi derech tluno. Or Kadosh Baruch Hu taught us Shom Som Lechoyku Mishpat V'shom Niso means the Kadosh Baruch Hu taught us that we're going to be tough in the desert and we have to get used to being thirsty and we have to use a davening. That's Choyku Mishpat Shom Niso. It's a different, two different scenarios. How do you read the Pasuk? V'yitzak el Hashem V'yirei Hashem Eitz V'yashleich el Amoyim V'yitzuk Amoyim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said get used to it. You're going to find bitter water. This is how you sweeten it up. And Kadosh Baruch Hu then gave them other things they should know. Some lechayku mishpat. There, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them other things that they have to know how to get by in the desert. Shom niso. It doesn't. He has an address in Alpi Pshutei. Or vayitzake Hashem, vayireo Hashem eitz. That's shom lechayku mishpat. When you're in the midway, you have to realize that there's going to be this kind of relation. You're going to get into trouble, you're going to daven, and that's how you're going to solve the problem. Second Mahalach Lerban is fascinating. Kadosh Baruch Hu was megalat to Klal Yisrael the efficacy of tefillah. Right? The two pshatim are parallel pshatim. Klal Yisrael needed to know something at Midbar. So one pshat is, they need to know Ishtadlus. Kadosh Baruch Hu was megalat, he was going to teach them. The other approach is, that just as it's as natural that a Klal Yisrael has to know how to be Mishtadel, so a Klal Yisrael has to know the Koyach HaTzvilah. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is an amazing thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a situation where the Koyach HaTzvilah will have tremendously quick and focused results, apparently. So that's what the Ramban apparently said. You have to realize Yisrei b'chukei hamidbar lizbol arov atzomei. You're going to have to get used to it. He says, get used to it. You're going to be thirsty. You're going to be starving. And likroi b'emel Hashem, and you're going to be davening lo derech tluna. Not, you shouldn't be davening as a complaint, as a taina against me. Vayiloinu om al Moshe le'meman yishtev yitzak al Hashem. No, not as a complaint. Forget, this is the Derech HaChag, this is the way Jews live. U'mishpatim, in other words, that in the Midbar, they will have such a close keshe with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that they'll be mispalel on an ongoing basis, and Kadosh Baruch Hu responding on an ongoing basis. Sheyiyu bahem, sheyichyu bahem lehov. U'mishpatim, what's mishpatim? That's the choy. What's mishpatim? She'yich yuvem lehovi shisrayeyu. U'lisnagi batzasa zakenim. Batznei aleches v'oleyim. Bidin anoshim ha'ilodim. Simply how to live as a functioning society. What does that mean? Avas yishrayeyu. Taking the advice of older people seriously. Living modestly with one's children. Being a welcoming group. So again, for the Ramban, it's just such an important perspective. Ramban says, what are the four or five yesodos of a functioning society, right? Of a functioning city? So, avas achim, atzas sekeinim, tznius Nashim Yiladim, and a welcoming group, Shinagu Shalom in Boma Machane, Limkor Lehem Da'avart, buy and sell commerce, V'teichochois Musar, Shalyeke Machane Sashaylalim, and to have rules, to have some kind of seder, some kind of order, that we should not become a bunch of bandits or pirates. Asher yasu kol toyeva, v'lo yizmei shoshu. Ukinyin shetziva b'toyra, ki seitzei machna liyevecha, v'nishmata mikol dover ra. That's what Ramban said. You have millions of people going to Ramidbar, very few of their own resources, a new society, avodim in the past, his parents are responsible to take care of their kids, naturally, the discipline of the camp will break down. Naturally, and justifiably, they can become a band of pirates. Because Baruch Hu put us in the desert. He loves us, he freed us, he wants us, he's taking us there to Israel. Everything belongs to us. So Baruch Hu didn't give us enough food, so he wants us to pirate off our neighbors. So Baruch Hu says, Kishob Sam Lechegu Mishpad, that they have to have rules of functioning so that they will not become a band of pirates. What's Ramban saying? We don't learn Pshat in the positive way like this. Rashi says a little bit differently. I'll carry. Ramban says Pshat and Pasuk, that when people go out to battle, it's natural that the discipline amongst the ranks breaks down. And every army in the world except for Klal Yisrael, every army in the world takes liberties, right? They take liberties with the women in town, the Dover Yedua, and it's understood because they're under such pressure. The living members are afraid of losing their lives any moment. So there's despondency breaks in, a certain amount of fatalism breaks in, and a certain amount of power that comes to the fore. So they take liberties in things they would not do otherwise. Right? That's what in very, very recent times as well, the American soldiers were found to be doing things inappropriately in terms of treating the prisoners. That's part of the breakdown of discipline. People would never do this in a normal situation. So the Baruch Hu says that is... So Klal Yisrael has to be extra careful. That's what Ramban is pointing out of you. Just like when you're going to the Midbar, and you think this is a place where there's no where societal laws are not applicable, and therefore there can be a natural breakdown. V'chein v'Yeshua Nema v'yechreis Yeshua bris la'om v'yoymu v'yos v'chaygu v'shvat. Bishchem, einam chukei ha-tera mishpatim, aval anhogois ve-yishuv amdinos. Yishuv amdinos. Kigon tindom, she's a Yeshua, she's kirim ha-chachamim. When Yeshua sets down choyku mishpat, Baba Kama says, these were tenoi yishuv aretz. Where did tenoi yishuv aretz come from? Coming into a land. You're now the powerful nation land. You're taking over. There's automatically going to be two classes, those who don't run away, and therefore they're going to become Avodim and Malan Meches. We're going to become the powerful people who are being Miyashim. It's natural. And we're going to have to set up our own society. So Yeshua learned from this Pasuk that it's incumbent upon us to set up Tanoi Yishuv Aretz. The Omar Shom Nisol, so that's Shom Som L'Cheku Mishpat. Right? Either Shom Som L'Cheku Mishpat either means Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us certain natural understandings, certain laws of how nature works in the desert. That's one shot. Or it means Koyach HaTfilah. Or it means that we on our own established or understood certain rules of discipline. Shom Nisol L'Idea Ki Olichim B'Derech Hazeh She'ein Shom Mayim. Again, Ramban's pshat and Nisom Niso is Mikoyech HaPoyel. So what's Mikoyech HaPoyel? If it's Talmud Torah, so Mikoyech HaPoyel is Simcha B'Tuv Leivav, to appreciate the Simcha that we had, to appreciate that when we are out of contact with Torah, out of contact with the certain Chiyus, and things become bitter for us, and we lose a sense of Simchas Chaim, and the Torah restores the Simchas Chaim to us. Oh, but if it's the Pshutishul Mikra, so what's the Sham Niso? Kisha Omar, Kemoisha Omar. Vayancha Vayarivecha, Leman Asoyscha Leitivcha Beacharisecha. Ramban says you have to go to Parshas Re'eh. There, Kadosh Baruch Hu talks about giving us the man. So there, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Vayancha vayarivecha." He gave us trouble, and we starved. Leman nasoyzcha leitivcha biacharisecha. Look, what does that mean? So it'll be good for us later on. So Ramban explains, not over here. Explains later on. Explains in Parshas Re'eh, I believe, if I remember correctly. He says the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us as a nisoyon with being dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that Ramban discusses as part of the nisoyon of Mon. I believe he says it over here in Parshas Akev. There's a nisoyon with being dependent, because people naturally don't like being dependent. So we think it's gevaldik to have them on. You didn't have to do any ishtadlus. Woke up in the morning, the mon was there, he's prepared, he had to give a little bit of machshava to figure out how you want it to taste, collect it, bring it in, gevaldik. So you can learn the rest of the day, and you go out a little bit in the morning and pick up the delivery. So Ramban says it was not so easy. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu was megalat to us later on. Vayancha vayarivecha l'naseis chavozin nisoyim. Because when a person is confronted so clearly with his dependency on the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that is difficult for most people. The person has to train himself and has to work on himself in order to be able to be comfortable with that degree of dependency. And a person, if every single night the fridge was mamish empty, that's the way it was, bismana midbar. Right? So, and every single night a person would not know how he was going to provide for his family the next day. And there was no possibility of ishtadlus. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he impressed us, and he starved us, and he gave us the mon. But yachilchu es hamon, ashulah yedatu liyod navisechom lemano idiacha kilo lechem levado yichtz. What's pshat by yamcha by yerecha by yichlus hamon? It's gavaldig. So Rav Mann says no. It sounds great, but it takes a lot of avoda to be comfortable with it. Because you're being forced to appreciate, and we live a life of illusion. We do our hishtadlus, and most of the time we fool ourselves into thinking that because we're mishtadl, because we have a job, because we have a contract, so therefore we get paid once a month, we get paid twice a month, whatever it is. But yet we believe that because a person goes into medicine, it's because he sees an X number of patients, and because he has a deal with the insurance company, so if he bills, he sends the paper in, so the insurance covers for him, right? And if he has and if he's in a certain kind of practice, he'll get a certain number of patients. So we live an illusion. So every so often, when we say Shema Kaleinu, we say Baruch Aleinu, so we realize, we think about it, we take time to think about it. So we remind ourselves that it's Almana Shemaim Kadosh Baruch Hu determines how many patients we get, how many clients we get, if it works out, if it doesn't work out, if people respect us, if we get the right diagnosis, get the wrong diagnosis, if we get the wrong diagnosis, no one finds out about it, if we get the right diagnosis, people do find out about it. A lot of things can happen. You have a client, it can work very, very hard, it can be matzliach, it can get messed up, and it won't be matzliach, it can get fooled. So many things can happen that are out of your control that make it right, and that could turn it, could send things downstream, right? Things that a person has no control over. So it's easy to live a life where most of the day a person fools himself into thinking that his ishtadlus is providing parnasa. And once in a while, he has moments of clarity and moments of honesty and moments of integrity, whether it's during davening or whether it's before he goes to sleep at night or whether he has, when he reads a good musa sefer. All right, a person can live that way. But if a person, 24 hours, 24/7, saying this, reminds himself, not even reminds himself, it stares him in the face, there is nothing to provide for his family. Namish nothing. They're dependent on him, little kids, right? Wife and kids. There's nothing he can do about it. Only he can do about it is be misfalo. Okay? That's tough to live that way. That's hard. That's vayancha, vayarivecha, vayichilcha, vayarivecha, Ramban's trap. Ramban says, that's what's pshat in l'nasoyscha. Mi'haitzi mi'koychel apoyel. To live 24/7, knowing that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to provide, decided not to provide. So before that's trying to be awesome. He says, "V'omar Hashem nisol loydia ki olichem baderech hazeh she'ein shamayim." Because Baruch Hu, he provides us the sweet waters. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, according to Pshat, is saying, "Rabbi, say this is the way it is. Get used to it." That now it's not a live happily ever after. According to Ramban, it's not the end of the story. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it sweet for them. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Rabboisai, what just happened right now is the next, is as long as we're in the midbar together. That's how it's going to be. Shom niso, hoitzi mi koyach al apoyel, ki ein la'ashem, ki ein lanu elo, evinu shabash shemai, but you're going to live this way, day in and day in, moment out. V'tam v'yirmei o'eitz, v'yir Hashem eitz, sheheru oitzi eitz v'omo lo'i hashlech, eso eitz hazeh, elamayim v'yim teku. Ramban says you have to assume by Yireo Hashem Eitz does not mean because Baruch Hu said, by the way, there's a tree over there. You just translate the words. Because Baruch Hu pointed out the tree, and then they figured out on their own to take the tree and put it in the water. So he says, no, that means because Baruch Hu taught them how to use the tree and sweeten the waters. So this was a certain tree that had the power of sweetening waters, and he taught Moshe Rabbeinu that this is one of the koiches of this tree. Rabbi say to Amru, Chazal say, quotes Rabbi Shevel points out, it's in the Chilta and it's in Chuma. Shu eitz mar, it was taka bitter tree. Vuhu neis b'soich neis. And it was a neis upon a neis that a bitter tree turned the water to be sweet. Ki inyan amelech nosan shenosan lisha b'mayim. Vim kein omay v'yirmeo ki lehoyo eitz nimtza b'mloko imahu. So Vayireo means that the tree was not growing there, but he had to show where the tree was. So he provided a tree miraculously. Another medrash. It doesn't say he showed him with an aleph, but he taught him. What's Vayireo? He taught him the koyach of this tree. Kilaymar sheyireyu v'limdeyu darkish l'kadosh baruch hu shumamtik amar b'mar. Cryptic comment to the Ramban, the Medrash. Kadosh baruch hu is megala Darkish look at Kishbaruch Hu, one of the ways that the Kishbaruch Hu runs the world. Shemamtik mar b'mar. Sometimes we call it English bitter medicine. Sometimes it takes bitter medicine to turn something that's bitter into something that's sweet. Right? So Beira Dover that Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling them that living in the Midbar is not going to be so comfortable, but ultimately what comes out of the Midbar, whether it's the Kayach HaTfilah, the Kesher of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's the clarity of understanding that we're entirely dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam, so it's Mamtik Mar B'Mar. So it's a bitter experience. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, get used to it. But out of that comes a closer Kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the next two pieces are also very important. Let's see if we can, how far we can get. Let's just the next parsha. Vayivol elim v'sham shteimis v'yenei smayim v'shivim tomorrow. Vayachin v'sham al hamoyim. So Rashi says keneged yud rei shvat v'shivim tomorrow keneged shivim zakenim. So again, it's a dover pella. They come to a place. The place is muchen u'dumen for klal Yisrael. You think about it. They come to a place, Vishom Shtein Esri Einois Vayim. They come and they see 12 oases in one place in the Midbar. So Mukhudam Zuman for Klal Yisrael. And there were 70 locations, 70 spots for Zakenim to sit. So you can imagine what's going on in Klal Yisrael's mind. Here, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, guys, get used to it. It's going to be this is the Midbar. Right? At that point, it wasn't going to be 40 years. But they had to go through this experience either before they settled in Eretz Yisrael. There were certain things they had to go through. Whatever pshat you say, they had to understand the importance of the ongoing contact with Talmud Torah. They had to understand what it means to be dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam even before they get settled into a life of Ishtadlus. They had to understand what it means to set up their own working society before they went into Eretz Yisrael and had to do it. For real, whatever pshat you learn, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is according to Ramban, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not cut them any slack. He said, this is Taka's going to be in the Midbar, and then they keep on traveling, and there's a place that Nuchum Zuman for them, right? It's like it's happened in history a few times, happened in Shanghai, that the when the Jews came to Shanghai in the Second World War, so they this is a documented story that. They came across the shul, one of the major shuls in Shanghai, had never been used until it had built. Some rich Jew wanted to build a large shul. He built a huge shul. There was not a community that could support them. There was no reason to build such a large shul. I'm not sure when it was done. It was certainly done decades before. And the first time that it was used with any significance was when the Jews came to Shanghai. So they found that basically that's Mukhrim Zuma. In the mamish, in the middle of the fleeing in the war years, they had the siman from Kadosh Baruch. It happened again, I believe, to a smaller group in Madagascar. Also a similar story. He came to Madagascar and there were Jews in Madagascar, island in the bottom of South Africa. But they found also a shul that was Mukhrim Zuman for them. So that was what Klal Yisrael found over here. So look at the Ramban. Einenu dover gadol mimotze b'mokim shivim tomorrow. It's not a normal thing to find 70 day trees. Keep a shofel l'komis yim to elef tomorrow. V'yesem yema. Sometimes you'll find thousands of day trees, right? If it's a very plush place. Ve'enes ma'im rab yetsim b'bikov ahar v'yisaper akosav and. And not only that, but there were times when they probably found oases. The Torah doesn't record and doesn't count them. So Ibn Ezra says, Then the Torah records the numbers. Shebo b'mokem toiv heifech mora. It's clear what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to say. Look, sometimes there'll be mora, and sometimes there'll be elim. Sometimes there'll be bitter water, and sometimes you'll have so many oases, sweet water. Ki atemor lo yitzlichu b'arit shemei me'el morim. And you're not going to find date trees with his bitter wells. V'lechein omer v'yachanu shom. Ki nes'ak v'shom v'avur ze yomim yosem v'shom v'kom v'shom v'ben. So when it says they came to this place, v'yachanu, they camped there. So this was v'yachanu shom al amoyim. It's an interesting phrase. V'yachanu shom al amoyim. V'yachanu shom. We know that the 12 springs, but v'yachanu shom al amoyim. So the Ibn Ezra says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a break. Avol v'parshas elam asoi, lo siper dover mimara. V'omar v'yisu mimara v'yivo v'yilima, v'shom shteyes v'yimei mismoyim, v'shim t'var v'yachnu shom, v'leherech king b'chol ha'mekoy mesem asom. So Ramban says, interesting, you look at parshas asoi, so this is obviously a very, very important event. Because when it comes to mara, it says, they travel to mara. Tomorrow is a very important event for us. That was the first time we came across the bitter waters by Yer Eitz, by Yitzhak Hashem, Torah, whatever it is. No, there the Torah just mentions it, drops the name Mara. Comes to Elim. So then the Torah stops in Parshas Masoi and says, count. Count the Mayones, count the trees. Rashi Kotov Shemus Enes Moyim, Keneged Shemus Shvotim Nizdamnulim, Shim Tamarim, Shim Zakenim. Loya Daiti, Mau Azimun Azeh. I don't know what's going on over here, Ramban. I don't know whether Kadosh Baruch Hu made it happen. Maybe the day before the place was flat. There wasn't a single oasis and a single date tree. And Kadosh Baruch Hu all of a sudden popped it up that it should be this way. V'shivim dekolim, k'neged shivim zekenim, v'sipur akosim zeh, kichonu aleim kol shevet amabuei v'askenim yoshu b'tzelem l'shabeach okel aleim, sheichen lem kein be'eretz tziyah. As it says the Medrash, this already was established from B'yas Olam. And when it says v'yachanu shom al amoyim, doesn't just mean they camped there, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu created 70 stations. Why? L'shabeyach okel aleihem sheichen lem kol kein be'eretz tziyah. L'chayra. L'chayra, if we look at it from, again, to the eyes of Chazal, so what happened? The eyes of Chazal, so Mara was a place where Klal Yisrael was confronted by being so for trach for 3 days. By Yelchu Shleishus Yomim, Blei Motsu Moyim. They were so for trach that life became difficult, it became bitter for them. And as a result, Kadosh Baruch Hu restored them, refreshed them. And there was and Simchas Lachaim returned via learning. And Moshe Rabbeinu's Masakin Takon is based on that. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'yem Shemay Tishmal Kol Hashem Lekecha Mechulei." So then, apparently, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reinforce that this sense of Simchas Achaim, Simchas HaTorah, Simchas of learning. So when they came to Elima, the Emperor Kadosh Baruch Hu organized their lives around the Talmud Torah. They organize their lives around their Masorah, right? L'chara, 12 Shvatim is 12 different, not for now, but L'chara, 12 Shvatim means that the 12 different Hanhagos, 12 different forms of Masorah. 70 Zekanim means 70 Zekanim. Also, these are different ideas of Masorah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is reinforcing at this time. So, a Kadosh Baruch Hu was being megala to them first. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them the sense of Simchas Achayim that Torah provides, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu established them. Again, maybe it's a response to them saying Vayilono Omal Moshe Lemar Man Nishteh. I remember I once heard the drasha that pointed a lot of this out from Rav Yosef Scheinberger. That's how he was nifter a year and a half ago, I think. So he's a Yerushalmi personality. So he pointed this out also. That there was apparently a time Klal Yisrael, an appreciation of the concept of Mesorah of, because that is the way that the Torah is going to be promulgated. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Kalim right away. It could be that this is a sense of chizuk. Api pshuta, Kadosh Baruch Hu just told them they're going through the midbar and they're going to have some tough times that will be important for them. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was megala to them right away. But this is the way it was prepared. Bishish to make gracious. This is the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu understands the raising of Klal Yisrael. Now, take a few minutes just to look at the pasuk that we skipped. We'll do it just very quickly. Ramban says, "Im shemo tishma l'kol Hashem leikecha." Ibn Ezra lavin tam. What does it mean? Tishma l'koil Hashem l'kecha. Im shemaya tishma l'Hashem l'kecha. What's the koil Hashem l'kecha? So the koil means you'll understand it. You listen to the voice, means you'll understand what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. It's havana. It's an understanding of some of the Tama mitzvahs. Vayosher beinav tase mitzvasei. Vazantel mitzvoisav mitzvosloisase. In other words, The pshat is in tishma l'kol Hashem leikecha. If you'll try to understand what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from you, v'azan tola mitzvoisav means you'll put your ear to them. Means also you'll understand with greater depth when it comes to loisases. Hayosher be'einav tase. When hayosher be'einav tase, just do mitzvahs. So hayosher be'einav tase, the Ramban says, he'll explain to us later on. When it comes to the pasuk of Vasisa Yosher Atoiv, so there the Ramban is going to explain also in Mishchanan. Vasisa Yosher Atoiv means that's where the Ramban, that's one of the places where the Ramban explains to us that there are ideas behind the mitzvahs that we are supposed to understand and be attuned to. Ramban describes it in Parshas Amor when it comes to the mitzvah of Shvisa and Shabbos. And the Ramban says the somebody by Mesisa Yosher Atov that when it comes to many of the dinim, what we call dinim, so Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand that we're supposed to adopt a sort of a lifestyle that expands on some of the ideas that we understand from Kadosh Baruch Hu's halachas. So that's the Ramban says, Vayosher be, according to Ibn Ezra, Yosher bein of tas, that's a mitzvah say, to expand mitzvah say and understand them. So he explains that's fine. So says Ramban that the pasuk is a difficult pasuk. If you'll do all of this, so what is the big schar of understanding Torah in greater depth and developing a life? The big schar is called Amachla Shesanti Mitzrayim, unless we won't get sick. And Rashi says, if you get sick, I'll take care of it. Right? Here, Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's one of the greatest psukim. Not only doing mitzvahs, but understanding mitzvahs be'oimek. And then not only understanding mitzvahs be'oimek, but actually expanding Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. And then developing lifestyles based on Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. What's the big schar? The big schar, they're not going to get sick. So Ramban says later on, It doesn't sound right that the Odin HaKol, he says, if you do everything that I want, then I'm not going to kill you with difficult diseases. You're not going to have the makas I just gave to Mitzrayim, right? The big schus is no frogs, no lice, no boron, right? That's what's waiting for us. And it's inconsistent with the rest of Torah, because Baruch Hu says, all the haftachis are, no, you want to be makas dam. Avolzu asara, she asirim shlanyu b'mordom kimitzroyim, kibishamam koiloi, yinotzlu mikol oise amachla, kikol amachla hi ru'uyu levoy al kol oirei mitzoynoi, kasher bala mitzroyim. He says it means, if you're not going to rebel against the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because what happened to the Mitzriim, people who rebel deserve that. V'omar kini Hashem reifech avtocha she'osir mikirvecha machla bo kederach kol oretz. And he says, kini Hashem reifecha means there will not be disease in Klal Yisrael. He'll remove disease from us. Then he says a beautiful word from Ibn Ezra. Such a pretty word. He says, you see, the very first os Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us was the reverse of the very first Makkah. The very first Makkah was that the blood became, that the water became intolerable. So the very first os is Hepech HaMakkah Rishonish Mitzrayim Ki Mei Meya Yo'or Yumasukim Hofchum L'ra. The Nile, it's sweet water, it became bad. V'eilu Hoyumar V'ripoisam V'nei Hashem Yasad Amar V'fuchoy Al Kedesh Shechol Nira Miponov. He says, therefore, Yerushimayim, because in God's world it can go either way. But there's another Musar Askel, because Baruch Hu was saying that we're starting all over again. Vinyan HaKosav, Mishnei Lashonis, Umitzvoy Sevachuko, Lios Malacha Kini Hashem, Kvar Kasavti Beverin Yonai, Veyuvan Mimilas Lakol Mimilas Ani, Ki Imnishma Lakol Lekenu, Lishmor mitzvayis Hashem v'chukah via Hashem anichbad reifenu. This is a very important word. He says we went a little fast over here. We'll have to come back to a different time. Ki nishma lekol lekenu. If we listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu, lishmor mitzvayis Hashem v'chukah via Hashem anichbad. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. Umikan tiknu bebrochis asher kedeshonu mitzvois v'tzivonu ki habrochis yesh b'malchus v'amitzvus nestavu lonu min ha'olam ad ha'olam v'amaskel yavin. This is the basis for the nusach asher kedeshonu mitzvois v'tzivonu v'hinenu me'ir einecha. So I'll explain a little bit. Ki kol brochis yesh b'malchus he came shechol goy Kovayd lemalchus ha'olam, asher kedushonu v'asherosa lanu, v'asmuch lechavrta, asher lo yazkirenu b'malchus ein lenoichach, ata gibor, ata kodesh, v'chein kulam, v'tiknu b'yolein l'shameach nister v'neishim azkirin b'am milifnei malchein lochem v'homein zeh. Okay, what's Ramban pointing out to us? Ramban is focusing on the balance in every bracha of noichach and nistor, of addressing the Mishbaruch directly and addressing the Mishbaruch indirectly. So you see in the pasuk over here, it says, "Vazan tolem mitzvayisom v'shamarat chukam kol amachla shesamti b'mitzrayim loy osim alecha ki ani Hashem roif echa." And the Hashem Reifecha means Hashem is a distant term. Reifecha is a Neichach term. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says that through Shviras HaMitzvahs we will be successful in bridging this relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Hashem that is Melech Al Kol Olam Kuloi, the Hashem is the ultimate of Malchus, all times, all places. Reifecha is the ultimate of relationship, of concern. I will be curing you. I'll be taking care of you. Mikan tiknu b'brochis. Ki ha'brochis yish b'malchus. every bracha, in order to be a valid bracha, is Hashem Malchus. The mitzvahs nistavu lonu min oilam ad oilam, the maskel yavin, and the mitzvahs are eternally upon us. They are an expression of Malchus as well. So it says that every bracha, ki kol bracha sheish ba Malchus, shecholkoi kovay la Malchus ha'olam, that we are, every bracha is expressing Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. Right? That's it. That's an essential part of bracha. Shem Malchus. Asher kiddushonu v'asher osolonu. And that's why every bracha expresses Kadosh Baruch Hu either did something in the world, Malchus, or Asher kiddushonu mitzvayisav means he has eternally commanded us to do things. That's Malchus. Mitzvahs netzavu min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. That's Malchus. V'esmuch l'chavrita asher lo yeskiru b'malchus. Hein l'noichach. And next to every expression of Malchus is an expression of noichach, of direct close. Some pointed out as Baruch Ato Hashem, right? And the Ramban points it out in terms of the Nusach Shemone Esrei. Every bracha, not every, but many brachas, begin noichach, Ato Gibor Liolam Hashem, and ends in Malchus. Ato Chinam Das, ends in Malchus. The point being that the Ramban says the schar of Kadosh Baruch Hu is promising us over here is not the schar that we're not going to get sick. The schar is that we will sense that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us, and we will feel in our lives the ability that the Rebbeinu Shlomo who is Melech al Kol Olam Kulai is concerned about my own chiyus. So that's a tremendous way to live. Hemshech hadvar, Hemshech hadvar. According to the Pshuta Shel Mikra, according to Ramban, Hemshech hadvarim is we're in a midbar. We come to a place that is impossible to live. We're upset. Man nishteh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not showing you how to live. Show you how to live, I'll show you that there's if you look around, there'll be ways to live. There's a way to make this work. Alright? Says, you look a little bit deeper, I'll give you the koyach that will make everything work no matter where you are. Tefillah. You look a little bit deeper, it says, you'll come to understand that the same way you're going to live in any place in the world, being told in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you learn here in the Midbar. You learn the MS in the Midbar. Once you know the MS and it's part of your fiber, part of your bones, wherever you're going to go, to understand that we're so told in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll live a life of illusion, but we'll know what the MS is. Right? Ultimately, try to work on ourselves that we live lives of MS. Even a world that's settled. That's pshat. Shom som lechoik derek Kadosh Baruch Hu tatam tzavta. Shom niso. Derek Kadosh Baruch Hu is moitzi mikoyach alapoy. But Yoyman he says, im shemoyah tishma kol shem lekecha. And you'll really understand my mitzvahs. So kol amachla shatatim mitzvah mosh malacha, you are going to feel a sense of Kadosh Baruch Hu taking care of you. And if we're successful in the shom som lechoik derek shom niso, so then what's the schar? Schar is not that we're going to be healthy. That's part of the schar. The schar is that we'll live a life that if we think about it, it's not normal. We're going to have no machlas. We'll be living lamal v'ateva without even fully realizing. And the biggest schar is that we will sense that the melech malchem lochem is taking care of us. So the Ramban, that's the yesod of every bracha. One pshat in every bracha is Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there's another element of every bracha. Atoch elam das, that the melech malchim lochim is worried about my das. Right? The melech malchim lochim is worried about my refu. Alright? Yesh harbe ma laharich was that. But you have the idea. Right, and these, then the Ramban says, these are apparently our hanhogos that Because Baruch Hu says, this is the way the world is supposed to work. So we come to a place that's muchan for us, m'sheish and gracious. This is not extra natural. It's the avoda of Klal Yisrael to make sure that that which is a natural part of the world, what we would call the emes of the world, that comes to expression in this world. Okay, that's a mahalo.